Number 7.
When do you think the renovations will be completed?
A.
The cafeteria and meeting room.
B.
By the end of the month.
C.
No, I need some more time.
Number 8.
Who was honored at the company banquet?
A.
Bill received an award.
B.
There's a bank around the corner.
C.
Yes, it was a great honor.
Number 9.
Where do you think I can find an affordable apartment?
A.
It sounds like you got a great deal.
B.
Try the Beach Hill neighborhood.
C.
Yes, it's a 2-bedroom condominium.
Number 10.
What kind of benefits do you provide for your employees?
A.
The changes have been quite beneficial to the firm.
B.
Yes, I heard that the company treats its staff well.
C.
Generous vacation leave and bonuses.
Number 11.
When can I expect to receive the furniture I ordered?
A.
Within 10 business days.
B.
It was more expensive than I expected.
C.
On the company's website.
Number 12.
Which advisor are you hiring?
A.
No, sadly not.
B.
Rosa from Untrue Consulting.
C.
We just have.
Number 13.
Are you going to be here until 7 this evening?
A.
I might leave around 6:30.
B.
I didn't hear from her.
C.
Usually in the morning.
Number 14.
Would you like to join us for a coffee after the presentation?
A.
No, I didn't receive a copy.
B.
Sure, that would be fun.
C.
It starts at 3 p.m.
Number 15.
Where am I supposed to pick up the clients?
A.
Right in front of their hotel.
B.
Yes, I suppose you should.
C.
At 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Number 16.
Why is Arthur leaving so early today?
A.
Just leave it on his desk.
B.
His sales report is already finished.
C.
I had a doctor's appointment.
Number 17.
How much is the ticket for the play?
A.
It's in the front row.
B.
Almost 30 euros.
C.
It lasts 1.5 hours.
Number 18.
Who's going to distribute the handouts during the presentation?
A.
We need around 100 copies.
B.
Some information pamphlets.
C.
The 2 interns will.
Number 19.
The laboratory is in our new company headquarters.
A.
Okay, raise it to 50%.
B.
For both product research and testing.
C.
Which street is that located on?
Number 20.
How long is Mr. Jensen going to be off work with flu?
A.
It'll be done within an hour.
B.
At least a week, I think.
C.
He's worked here for 5 years.
Number 21.
You arrived late to the office today, didn't you?
A.
Yes, my car had engine trouble.
B.
No, he isn't here yet.
C.
I usually go home around 7.
Number 22.
Why don't you ask your manager for a wage increase?
A.
Around 500 last month.
B.
I'm sure you can manage it yourself.
C.
I think he would refuse.
Number 23.
Should we present the annual awards now or wait until after the meal?
A.
For outstanding employees.
B.
Let's do it later.
C.
We usually gather once a year.
Number 24.
There are far too many documents to file this morning.
A.
Maybe we should ask for some assistance.
B.
It's only a short distance from here.
C.
Yes, I watched that documentary recently.
Number 25.
Can you tell me where Professor Morley's laboratory is?
A.
Yes, I informed him already.
B.
No, he'll be too busy to attend.
C.
Just go down the corridor and turn left.
Number 26.
The web page describing our inventory is missing some items.
A.
Mr. Chase invented most of them.
B.
It uses more electricity than we expected.
C.
It should be updated by tomorrow.
Number 27.
How can I find the research report for the Rasmussen account?
A.
I can count it again for you.
B.
I'll let you know in a second.
C.
We should tell the client about it.
Number 28.
You've distributed all the payslips, haven't you?
A.
It's available in all major retailers.
B.
I asked Phil to do that.
C.
Yes, I get paid on a monthly basis.
Number 29.
Are you full, or would you care for some dessert?
A.
It's always full at this time.
B.
I'd love some ice cream, thanks.
C.
The cheesecake was delicious.
Number 30.
Hasn't she been featured in our magazine before?
A.
It has lots of interesting articles.
B.
No, she doesn't have a subscription.
C.
Yes, but not for a few years.
Number 31.
The number of applicants for the job has been surprising.
A.
A job in the marketing department.
B.
No, I haven't had time to order supplies.
C.
Well, it's a really desirable position.